is Ren Lavoie. He's our regular NHL insider from TVS Sports. Perfect timing. The Ottawa Senators adding Dion Phaneuf a couple of days ago, losing last night to the Detroit Red Wings. And when, Ren, TVS Sports, you're now reporting that, you're now reporting that the Senators may be in on Jonathan Drouin, which makes a lot of sense, frankly.
It's more my colleague, Louis Jean, reported that last night during the pregame of the Ottawa Senators game versus the Red Wings. That being said, that's something that I've heard too, being in Ottawa last weekend for the Maple Leafs game. And at that time, I've heard quite of the same thing. It's obvious that the Ottawa Senators are trying to be a better team. They already acknowledge that they really and badly need a defenseman to play with Cody Ceci. So that's a thing that's resolved right now with Dion Phaneuf being involved in that trade. And now I'm pretty sure that they're looking at their offense, and they need more depth. You know, you look at their fourth line. I'm not saying Jonathan Drouin is a fourth liner, but you look at their fourth line, they need to be better. And it's something that they're I'm pretty sure when they're looking at their lineup right now, they feel like they have some bodies that are playing, and they're not supposed technically to be there all season long. And if the playoffs are starting tomorrow, that means that a guy like Neil is still in the lineup. And I'm not saying he's not a good forward, but you wonder if the playoffs starts if he's still going to play. So that's what the Ottawa Senators are all about right now. It's a tough loss for them after playing well since Saturday versus the Leafs. And, I was... shocked by that trade. I'm pretty sure a lot of people in Toronto were shocked by that trade. And I saw Lula Moriello on Tuesday, mm-hmm. In New Jersey for the Martin Brodeur ceremony. And I asked him, I said, I never expect a Toronto Maple Leafs trade with the Ottawa Senators. And he looked at me and said, yeah, everybody's saying that to me. And I don't understand why. Well, it's just because there's a big battle between those two teams in Ontario, and that's the reason why. And one small anecdote for you. Saturday, I was at the morning skate in Ottawa, and I saw Lou, and I just say hi to Lou when the Maple Leafs were on the ice, and he looked at me and said, I have to leave you quickly because I forgot my phone in Brian's Murray office, so I need to go and pick it up. And I was like, it's impossible that something's going to happen between those two. It never crossed my mind. I just said, Brian and him are friends. He just went to say hello, and he forgot about his phone, and that's it. And 3 days later, you're like, wow, that was not just a courtesy meeting. It was really the base of that trade. And it's really Saturday morning that it started, and they were able to resolve that trade after.
What do you think Drouin would cost the Ottawa Senators?
That's a great question, to be honest with you. And from my understanding, it's costly. It's from team to team, it's different. The Lightning are asking for something different all the time. Sometimes they want to ride in the defenseman, a young one. And with other teams, there was multiple assets maybe being involved in a possible trade. So it depends. And now I'm sure the Ottawa Senators, you look at the history of Brian Murray, he's always looking as a GM to go and find those players that, quote unquote, are not, nobody wants anymore because they are not like, they're not working or thinking like everybody else in the NHL. And you look at Cal Turris is a good example. Now I'm pretty sure that they look at Jonathan Drouin and they say, we need him in this organization. But what's going to be the cost? If they're asking for a young D like CeCe, mm-hmm. I'm not sure they're going to say yes to that.
Well, it would kind of defeat the purpose of the deal from Ottawa's point of view, wouldn't it? If you had to give up a guy like CeCe, like it's just, I think that would be a tough one to swallow for a team that, an NHL ready young player, a guy who's playing in the NHL, a young player, would be is the highest cost you can pay in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and that's what it is. So I'm pretty sure at one point Steve Yzerman will find somebody that will be ready to pay the price. And it's, I mean, there's no way he's going to trade Jonathan Drouin just for a, you know, just for a player, or make maybe the mistake that the Coyotes made a few years ago with Ottawa with that trade for Kyle Turris. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was a bad trade for the Coyotes. And Steve Yzerman is not going to allow that to himself and to his organization. So, I mean, it's going to take some time. I do expect something's going to happen before the trading deadline, because there's no way it's not going to be good, I think, for Jonathan Drouin and for the asset, because this is an asset at the end of the day. They need to protect it, and they need to make sure that the value will be really good. And he's still a Tampa Bay Lightning right now. Obviously, he's not playing anywhere, but that you need to make sure that his value is going to stay up, because if it's going down, well, you're going to turn out like the Coyotes a few years ago with Kyle Turris.
Ren, how is all this being viewed in Montreal? I mean, it's pretty clear that the Ottawa Senators are going for it, and I can guarantee you that, I mean, there'd be a lot of people cheering for Ottawa to be a Canadian team actually
right
make
here,
the playoffs.
Cheering? I can hear it.
In this particular building, there'll be a lot of people, and maybe in your building as well, there'd be a lot of people cheering for the Senators. Yeah. To get in. But how is this being viewed in Montreal? I mean, Ottawa's doing all this while Montreal's kind of, you know, apparently waiting for a miracle recovery for Carey Price.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, right now, if we had that conversation, I'll say last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, I would have said that, you know, the Montreal Canadiens are going to be a team that's going to tank in a way. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen right now, because they're 3 points away. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Buffalo Sabres on Friday. They're going to play the Coyotes after. I mean, those teams are beatable. And Ben Scriven is changing everything. He's really playing well right now. For the first time since he's with the Montreal Canadiens, big difference for him is, instead of concentrating on only his style, or, you know, the way he should play and all his movement, he's concentrating on the puck and making saves. Even if it doesn't look good, he's making those saves compared to 2-3 weeks ago. So now suddenly they're playing. Scriven suddenly is a good goaltender. And it changed everything, because if a week ago I would have said to you there'll be some big changes in Montreal, Tom Gilbert will be out, maybe Thomas Fleischman will be out, Dale Weiss will be out, and maybe more change during the summer. Now you're looking at the situation, you're seeing P.K. Subban playing well, you're seeing Thomas Plekanec playing well, the veterans are playing really well right now. So, whoops, we're seeing the Montreal Canadiens that were supposed to be a good team during this season and easily makes the playoffs. As of right now, I don't think Marc Bergevin is ready to say that he's a buyer, and he's not ready to say that he's a seller. So he wants to see what's going to happen this week and next week, and after that he'll make his move. There's players around that are available right now. And, you know, they're rental players, and I expect Mark to make a move in that direction. They badly need another forward. Everybody's talking about it, and it's going to happen if they're making the playoffs. But until then, I mean, it's kind of, everything is up in the air, to be honest with you, because a week ago at this time, everybody was down. And suddenly those two games during the weekend and that big victory versus the Lightning suddenly changed everything. And you look at the NHL, it's scary. I mean, it's crazy, the ups and the downs week after week. It's you know, it's amazing to see how it's going on right now. Same thing with the Ottawa Senators. I mean, I was there Saturday morning and everybody was down. Mm-hmm. And now suddenly, wow, everything went up, and they had a loss last night in Detroit, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to make the playoffs or make a good push. I expect them
to make a really good push.
I think we're going to, you know, who knows how this Habs season is. It's been a very unpredictable year, to say the least. But,
exactly.
But we may look back, Ren, on those two matinees on the weekend. And they, you know, they beat two crappy teams. And they were life and death against Carolina. You know, Scrivens saved them in that game in a lot of ways. Yeah. But, you know, it did kind of seem like they got their mojo back after those two games. And, you know, Subban, you know, was playing with a lot of confidence. I think having a goaltender you can count on a little bit changes things. And I'm not saying they're going to march triumphantly and win 10 in a row or something like that, the way they did at the beginning of the year. But there is this, you know, they just got a bit of a feeling when they went into Tampa and won that, or beat Tampa in that game, that, you know, maybe they've got a little bit of that swagger back that they had at the beginning of the year.
And it starts with Ben Scrivens. I'm sorry, but you have to, just to look the way he played versus the Edmonton Oilers to start the first 5 minutes, the Montreal Canadiens weren't there at all. It was scary, to be honest with you. But he made the difference. And after that, they scored 5-6 goals. And people are like, oh, well, you know, they're playing well right now, and suddenly the forwards are scoring goals. Hey, it's no secret. If your goalie is allowing the first and the second goal all the time, you're not going to play with confidence. Mm. And that's what it is. I think Ben Scriven, just the fact that he gave that team Saturday afternoon a chance to win after 5 minutes, it changed everything on the bench. And suddenly, instead of being down, they were like, wow, our goalie's playing well tonight. We have a chance for the first time since a long time. That's the reality. And don't tell me that's not how it works. It works exactly like that. Well, if your goaltender is playing well, everybody's going to play well.
And you know, Ren, knowing Ben Scrivens a little bit from his time here, I mean, you can argue about his qualities as a goaltender. I don't think anybody would argue that he doesn't have a supersized personality. I mean, he does. Yeah. His personality was in the NHL 15 years ago.
Yeah. And you know what? I realized quickly that he's not, a guy who's always down on himself. He's quite upbeat. Even if he was not playing well to start, his season with the Montreal Canadiens when he was traded, I mean, he was always upbeat. He's a guy who's trying to learn French all the time. His first interview that he made on center ice, I think, was Sunday after that win versus Carolina. All his first words were in French, and he's trying hard. I mean, he's embracing what his time in Montreal right now, and good for him. His start was really, really bad. He was not playing well, and there was a lot of question mark about Marc Bergevin's decision to go and, you know, trade for him. And now it's paying off. And if he's playing like that versus the Sabres on Friday, well, who knows?
Suddenly,
not only is going to be able to say that, hey, I have the Montreal Canadiens to make the playoffs, he'll have a contract for next season somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to get a third chance someplace in the NHL, Montreal's a pretty damn good place to get your third chance.
Exactly.
it really is.
Well, and what I like is now he's fighting the puck. Instead of wanting the puck to hit him, he's making sure that he's going to find a way to save that puck. And that's a big, big difference between before and today. So now it's more, everything's based on the reflex and not exactly on position, but who cares? At the end of the day, you need to win the game. So let's go play, have fun, and find solution. And he's, for me, he's the Montreal Canadiens' first star since Saturday in those three games. And I'm repeating myself, nothing against Mike Condon, but it was too much pressure on one guy and on a guy that, you know, wasn't supposed to have that pressure this year. And Ben played a lot in the NHL, knows all the players that are, you know, all the buildings, played everywhere, and now it's paying off. So good for Marc Bergevin and the Montreal Canadiens.